Despite rivalry, Michael Bloomberg and Elizabeth Warren shared donor class immigration agenda. By John Binder on December 1, 2019. Despite their rivalry, billionaire Michael Bloomberg and Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, are running for the 2020 Democrat presidential nomination on the same platform to flood the United States labor market with foreign workers to increase profits for the nation's donor and big business class. Since Bloomberg entered the 2020 Democrat race, Warren has attempted to distinguish herself as the anti-Bloomberg candidate, that is, a populist running against the Democrat Party's donors. Likewise, Bloomberg has blasted Warren's plans like Medicare for All, portraying himself as a moderate to the Massachusetts senator's hard-left progressivism. Michael Bloomberg is making a bet about democracy in 2020, Warren said last week during a town hall in Iowa. He doesn't need people. He only needs bags and bags of money. On immigration, though, Warren's immigration agenda is a policy embodiment of Bloomberg's lobbying group New American Economy, which has devoted itself to demanding an endless flow of legal immigrant workers to compete against America's working and middle class. In a break from her economic populism, Warren has vowed to expand legal immigration beyond current historically high legal immigration levels, at which more than 1.2 million legal immigrants are admitted to the U.S. every year. Part of this plan includes increasing the process known as chain migration, whereby newly naturalized citizens are allowed to bring an unlimited number of foreign relatives to the country. America should welcome more legal immigration, done in the right way and consistent with our principles. We should reflect our values, which means expanding family reunification and making it easier for relatives of citizens and green card holders to come to the United States, Warren writes. Like the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and the billionaire Koch Network, Bloomberg reaffirmed his pro-mass immigration worldview, telling reporters last week that the U.S. needs an awful lot more legal immigrants to improve our culture, our cuisine, our religion, our dialogue, and certainly improve our economy. Warren's immigration agenda begins with the same sentiment as Bloomberg's plan. Immigrants grow our economy and make our communities richer and more diverse, Warren writes. The economic growth through mass immigration worldview shared by Bloomberg and Warren is the position of the donor class in Washington, D.C., apparatus that seeks to import as many foreign workers as possible to keep U.S. wages low for employers and grow GDP by an extra 2% for investors and big business executives. Rather than focusing on growing the economy for big business executives, Wall Street, and investors, President Donald Trump has tried to lift U.S. wages by decreasing foreign competition in the labor market, the opposite of Bloomberg and Warren's plan. Through increased interior immigration enforcement, Trump has secured 4% wage hikes for blue-collar and middle-class Americans between 2018 and 2019. Extensive research by economists like George Boreas and analyst Stephen Camerota reveals that the country's current mass legal immigration system burdens U.S. taxpayers and America's working and middle class while redistributing about $500 billion in wealth every year to major employers and newly arrived immigrants. Similarly, research has revealed how Americans' wages are crushed by the country's high immigration levels. For every 1% increase in the immigrant portion of American workers' occupations, their weekly wages are cut by about 0.5%, Camerota finds. This means the average native-born American worker today has his weekly wages reduced by perhaps 8.75% since 17.5% of the workforce is foreign-born. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.